I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. 2020 has been cruel to small business owners. More than 160,000 small businesses have shuttered this year, and now, during the holiday shopping season, COVID-19 spikes across the country threaten to deal many businesses another crushing blow. Here to discuss with me is Leanna Hawkins, financial marketing expert and founder of Blackhawk Financial. Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course, Vicki. Thanks for having me.
Tell us how small businesses have been impacted by the pandemic.
So, you know, there's impact for small business and communities of small businesses in so many ways. And often it's not the ways that we typically think of, like just people closing up shop after decades of family generational businesses, losing jobs. But in other ways as well, a lot of local communities and states rely on business taxes to be able to provide public services and just jobs throughout the state in general. So there really is a ripple effect from the closing of small businesses that sometimes we don't always think of.
What challenges do small businesses face, not only with COVID, but also outside of the pandemic?
Generally, small businesses run with a much shorter cash float than large corporations, which is why it's really important for all of us this holiday season to try to do as much as we can to support them financially and emotionally in different ways so that they can survive throughout this challenging period.
How can we find out what small businesses even exist in our communities?
So a great way to find out what small businesses you can support directly in your own local area is to go on social media, do Google searches on Google Maps of right around your area, and see what comes up. The Google Maps feature is actually quite efficient. So let's say you're looking for a new tailor in your neighborhood. You can just search tailor, click on the map when you go to Google, and little red dots will pop up all over the area where you live, and you can click on them and look at their reviews. And that's also why leaving reviews on places like Google and Yelp are really helpful to small business.
You mentioned social media. Why is that such a great resource?
Yes. So I did mention social media, and the reason why that is because blogging has really blown up, and microblogging, like social media users, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, there's always different bloggers in different towns, no matter how small they are, quite often recommending their favorite local businesses in lots of different areas for you and your family.
I think a lot of times when we think of holiday gift giving, we think in terms of physical things or stuff, but are gift certificates another great gift idea?
Yeah, so actually, just more recently on my personal Black Friday shopping, I actually had that idea. Things I wanted to buy for myself for future use, like fitness memberships, virtual workout classes. That's exactly what my Black Friday shopping went toward, was virtual fitness classes, which are normally quite expensive for the trainer I was looking to work with. But yeah, when you're shopping local, I mean, online and offline purchases for pickup, delivery, shipping, curbside pickup. And again, you know, like you mentioned, getting those vouchers and gift certificates for your own personal use in the future if nobody else has bought them for you yet.
What other ways can we support small businesses?
So one idea for different families and groups of friends who may be doing lots of gifts for each other or just a secret Santa for that one person, my family and I started a small business email chain. So I sent out an email to my family and friends saying these are the top three small businesses in my area that I frequent most, whether that be facials and massages or my hair, all the different things that I use, and then some of the small restaurants that I get takeout from often in my neighborhood, because a lot of families are also spread out this season, and maybe you don't necessarily know where your mom, dad, brother, sister likes to get their sushi from in town, but it's a great way to find out by sending an email list and getting suggestions from everyone else so they know right where to go.
Any other suggestions for us?
One unique idea I have that doesn't always come to everyone's mind at first is to support the creative small business owners. So there's a lot of the online-only businesses, like those listed on Etsy, Shopify, Artfire, Big Cartel, Squarespace. These are all really great places to go for personalized, unique gift ideas. And often, you know, with a lot of these artisans, you can get family names or initials and monogramming. And just it's a really cool place to get ideas for physical gifts. Or maybe digital gifts that you wouldn't have otherwise thought of.
I've been speaking to Leanna Hawkins, financial marketing expert and founder of Black Hawk Financial. Leanna, thank you so much for joining me today, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Vicki.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!